For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison. A Missouri judge has denied a request to stop election officials from distributing absentee ballots for a proposed constitutional amendment dealing with gun rights. Cole County Judge John Beadham rejected a temporary restraining order today, but said he will consider a request to rewrite the ballot that voters will see in August. Beadham heard arguments in the lawsuit brought by St. Louis Police Chief Samuel Dotson III and Rebecca Morgan, a member of the Missouri chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Their lawsuit says the ballot summary written by legislatures implies that it's establishing a right to bear arms that already exists. The lawsuit says the summary also fails to note that the measure would subject laws restricting gun rights to strict legal scrutiny. Researchers at the University of Missouri have developed a new web database for storing and collecting soybean information. The soybean knowledge base was designed to digitally store soybean gene and genome data that may be valuable for researchers internationally. MU plant science professor Gary Stacey collaborated on the soy knowledge base and says this research is important because soybeans are the number one crop found in Missouri.
The scientists here in Missouri were generating an enormous amount of information. We just didn't want that information to get lost, and we also wanted the tools to analyze our own data, and so that was a major impetus for putting it together.
Soybean knowledge base is part of the U.S.'s $200 million Big Data Initiative program, which was designed to help simplify the extraction of complex collections of digital data. Some Columbia War veterans could now be in line for new housing. A public information meeting was held at City Hall on Tuesday night to raise community awareness about a request to rezone 4 acres of land that will go towards housing for homeless Missouri veterans. The site is located on the south side of Business Loop 70 East near Old Highway 63, and it would be called Veterans Campus. Project planner Clint Smith says the plan would not only increase the value of the property of the surrounding land, but it would also benefit a good cause.
Obviously, veterans is a group that might have certain needs that can be accommodated, hopefully, in this type of development. I think it's a project that could be beneficial overall.
The campus would provide psychological, financial, and health services for the veterans. The east side of the site would be used as temporary housing with the goal that the veterans eventually move across the street to a set of apartment complexes on the west side. A public hearing for the request is set for July 10th at City Hall. Governor Jay Nixon visited St. Louis County today to launch a broad study of the state's future energy needs. The governor's remarks to a meeting of Mid-Continent Independent Service Operator stakeholders followed an April announcement of his new state energy division in the Missouri Department of Economic Development. The new government agency will hold a series of public meetings across the state as it prepares a report on recommended strategy by the end of May 2015. The Energy Division will be led by Public Counsel Lewis Mills, who represented consumer interests before state utility regulators. The governor says he wants the new agency to help increase access to clean energy while also promoting economic development. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison.